Environmental efficiency slash efficacy and safety. Environmental efficiency slash efficacy. In an effort to reduce its carbon footprint, the ocean carrier industry has reduced the speed of its ships and has built environmental efficiencies into new ships being manufactured. The newer ships are using 20% less fuel than their predecessors. As discussed elsewhere, the water modality is the most environmentally friendly mode of transportation when measured by ton-kilometer transported. The International Maritime Organization set a low sulfur fuel mandate in 2020, known as IMO 2020. Ships need to switch to very low sulfur fuel oil, VLSFO, use marine gas oil, MGO, liquefied natural gas, LNG, or install scrubbers to keep using high sulfur fuel oil, HSFO. VLSFO reduces sulfur content by weight from 3.5% to 0.5%. This fuel is more expensive than HSFO and is a significant cost to operators, but is less expensive than MGO. VLSFO has become the preferred choice for many large vessels, though some are undertaking the complex process of fitting scrubbers. Both VLSFO and HSFO are types of residual fuel oil, bunker fuel, or what remains after crude oil is distilled. Since residual fuel oil is not very environmentally friendly, ships in the Baltic Sea have been shifting to LNG after the necessary infrastructure was built there. This infrastructure is being built in other locations as well because LNG emits the least carbon of the fuels listed in this paragraph and emits no sulfur. Ships are passing on higher costs by more aggressively collecting fuel surcharges. One alternative fuel that is being researched and tested is ammonia, which is easily obtainable and is a zero-carbon fuel. Bureau Veritas Marine and Offshore developed NR-671, a set of tentative rules for ammonia-fueled ships. In addition, wind power is being explored as a way to augment main power systems. The same bureau released NR-206 related to wind propulsion systems. The Sustainable Shipping Initiative, SSI, has members that are stakeholders across all maritime industries. They promote the goal of helping the industry be profitable and sustainable. Safety. Water transport is generally considered to have a high level of safety when compared to the other modes of transportation. The risks of accidents and breakdowns are minimal, and water transport has the fewest number of accidents, fatalities, and injuries as compared to truck or rail. Truck and rail tank car spills occur more often than barge spills. Barges, because of their lower speed, double hulls, less dependence on infrastructure maintenance, better traffic management, and navigational aids make the chance of a spill less likely.